Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3046, 10 Helpful Ways to Overcome Adversity in Life by Rebecca Crespo of minimalismmademsimple.com. And I'm Justin Malek, the guy reading to you every day of the year to give you a little boost of inspiration, motivation, happiness, and productivity. And with that, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. 10 Helpful Ways to Overcome Adversity in Life by Rebecca Crespo of minimalismmademsimple.com. No one's life is easy. We all face setbacks, difficult times, and adversity. But it's how we deal with these challenges that define us as people. Some of us crumble under pressure while others find a way to rise above it. If you're facing difficulties in your life right now and don't know how to overcome them, we'll provide you with some ways to do so. What does it mean to overcome adversity? Overcoming adversity means getting past obstacles and challenges that stand in your way. It's something we all face at one point or another in our lives, whether it's dealing with a difficult boss, a bad breakup, or a financial setback. These situations can cause us to feel like giving up. You face challenges head on and deal with them effectively. It doesn't mean that you never feel like giving up. It means that you keep going until you succeed. A lot of times we hear stories of people who overcame great odds to achieve success. These stories inspire us to believe that anything is possible. We may not always understand why these people succeeded, but we admire their tenacity and determination. However, overcoming adversity doesn't mean that everything is going to go smoothly. Sometimes it takes a lot of hard work and perseverance to get past these setbacks. To succeed, you need to keep pushing forward despite any difficulties you encounter along the way. Why is overcoming adversity important? Overcoming adversity is important because it teaches us valuable lessons about ourselves and our lives. We may not always like the lesson we learn, but we can't deny that it's important to overcome challenges in order to move forward in life. At times, we may feel like giving up, but we should never give up on ourselves. Instead, we should keep pushing forward and try again until we succeed. Overcoming adversity is something everyone goes through, and it's important to realize that it doesn't define who you are. It's part of growing up and learning how to deal with difficult situations. It also helps us develop character. When we face adversity, we have to make tough decisions and take action. This teaches us to be responsible for our actions. It makes us more independent. In turn, this gives us the confidence to tackle new challenges later in life. What happens when we face adversity? When we face adversity, we tend to either give up or fight back. There's nothing inherently good or bad about either choice. It depends entirely on our perspective. If we look at adversity as something that's going to happen to us, then we can see it as a challenge that we need to overcome. However, if we view adversity as something that's already happened to us, then we may feel like we're stuck with it and that there's little we can do to change it. Either way, we can still take steps toward overcoming it. And here are some ways to deal with adversity. 10 ways to overcome adversity in life. Number one, acknowledge that things are tough. The first step to overcoming adversity is to simply accept that things are tough right now. Whatever you're facing, it's okay to admit that it's difficult and that you need some help. Trying to act like everything is fine when it's clearly not will only make things worse. Don't try to bottle up your emotions or pretend like everything is okay when it's not. Give yourself permission to feel whatever it is you're feeling. Once you've acknowledged your emotions, you can start to process them and move on. Number two, talk to someone you trust. When you're facing adversity, it's important to talk to someone you trust. This could be a friend, family member, therapist, or anyone else who can offer support and understanding. Talking about your problem can help you feel better and may give you some clarity on how to deal with them. Number three, take some time for yourself. When you're dealing with adversity, it's important to take some time for yourself. This means taking a break from work, socializing, and anything else that's stressful. Instead, focus on doing things that make you happy and relaxed. This can help you recharge and feel better prepared to face your challenges. Number four, create a support system. A support system is a group of people who can offer help and understanding. This could be friends, family, or a therapist. Having people you can rely on can make a big difference when you're facing adversity. Number five, make a plan. When you're facing hardship, it can feel like things will never get better. But if you take the time to sit down and make a plan, you'll realize that there are steps you can take to improve your situation. Break your goal down into small, manageable steps, and then start taking action. You'll be surprised at how much better you'll feel when you see yourself making progress. Number six, believe in yourself. When you're facing difficulties, it's easy to doubt yourself and your abilities. But if you want to overcome adversity, you need to believe in yourself. Remember that you're capable of handling whatever comes your way. Trust your instincts and have faith in your capabilities. Number seven, find strength in being resilient. Resilience is the ability to recover from setbacks and continue moving forward. When you're facing adversity, it's important to remember that you can get through this. Draw on your past experiences of overcoming challenges and use them to fuel your present efforts. Number eight, be patient with yourself. Recovering from a difficult experience takes time. Be patient with yourself and don't expect things to go back to normal overnight. Allow yourself the time you need to heal emotionally and mentally before moving on with your life. Number nine, take things one day at a time. Don't try to tackle everything all at once. Overcoming adversity is a process that takes time. Focus on getting through today and then worry about tomorrow when it comes. In addition, try to find some positivity in each day, no matter how small. This could be something as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee or taking a walk outside. And number 10, learn from your experience. The last thing you want is to go through a tough time and not learn anything from the experience. So as you're going through it, take some time to reflect on what happened and what you could have done differently. What did this experience teach you about yourself? How can you use what you've learned to avoid similar situations in the future? This will help you grow as a person and become better equipped to handle adversity in the future. Final notes. Adversity is a part of life that we all have to face at one point or another. But it's how we deal with these challenges that define us as people. These tips will help you overcome adversity and come out stronger on the other side. But remember, every situation is different. So use these tips as a starting point and then tailor them to your specific needs. The most important thing is to find what works for you and then stick with it. You just listened to the post titled 10 Helpful Ways to Overcome Adversity in Life by Rebecca Crespo of minimalismmadesimple.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Rebecca. When I think about challenging times I've been through myself, whether in work or school or my personal life, the times that I see as big learning experiences usually did incorporate something that Rebecca talked about. Maybe that's true for you too. So for example, when my business partner and I were getting through our funding when we started an app business, that was a pretty tough time, but we took many of the steps she mentioned to weather the storm. We definitely acknowledged that times were tough. We talked with each other through it all and got our own time to think about it. We were each other's support system for the most part. We made a plan. At the time, we only had one app and didn't know how to code, but we decided to try building multiple smaller apps ourselves. We believed that we could turn things around, found the strength to pivot. We were definitely patient and took things one day at a time. It did take me quite some time to learn how to build an app myself, and we also definitely learned from that experience. We were able to replicate what we did, do things faster and cheaper, and became profitable again. And that's literally every single step Rebecca mentioned. For me, that's one of the most memorable and positive moments of adversity. It was still difficult, but I look back on it fondly, and it definitely brings a sense of accomplishment. So it's definitely something to consider when you go through something like this yourself. And in fact, with some of the changes in Apple Podcasts lately, my business partner and I are going through this a bit again. So you being here and continuing to listen is definitely a big help as we work our way through this. So thank you to Rebecca for this one and for the reminder. And thank you again for being here and listening every day. It's been a bit of a tougher few months for everyone here working on the podcast. So it means a lot that you keep coming back to listen. And if you've ever shared the show with someone, have a great day or night. And I'll see you back here again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.